Taoiseach, in the programme from government there was a commitment to bring down the cost of motor insurance for people in this country. As we know, the young people, how they were treated, particularly over the last 2 or 3 years, and the way the cost of insurance went up, they were all treated like roadhogs, quite honestly, which they are not. They're all good citizens of this country and they need their cars to get to work, particularly people who live in rural areas. They've now targeted new victims, and that's the elderly. I have quite a number of contacts from elderly people, pensioners and people over 70, who, as we all know, are supporting young families, bringing children to school and bringing children to sports and everything else, and cases where their insurance have doubled, gone up 100%. And I think this is very, very wrong and should not be allowed to happen. And quite honestly, I think it's time that we have more competition in the insurance market here, because as far as I can see, people are being ripped off, quite honestly. And it's very unfair to do this to elderly people. And these are people who have never had a claim in their lives, driving, safe driving for 50 years, and yet you see that their premiums doubled. Thank you.
I know the cost of motor insurance is one of great concern to your constituents and also to mine. Mr. Darcy is leading the government's action on this, has got a lot of work done, in fact. Motor insurance premiums, as you know, rose all the way up until about the middle of 2016, but according to the CSO, they've fallen about 20% since then. I know that's not the case in every individual case, but in the round, it's fallen by about 20% since the middle of 2016, but we want it to fall further. So he's continuing to implement the actions in his action plan. 58 of the 71 are now completed, and that's going to continue, and I would certainly agree that more competition would be welcome in the market.